Good evening, young ladies.
Good evening, Miss Seekers.
Welcome to Advanced Class on How to Fuck a Human. Tonight we are exploring the heart of pegging. Now, you may think human men and anal sex can coexist in only one way, but I will now proceed to show you just how much lots of them enjoy being on the receiving side. Bring in a text subject, please. Now, are you all wearing the protective glasses? Good, because he's going to spurt rivers of cum. Unfortunately, in the human world, the practice of pegging is still very stigmatized. Most men are ashamed of liking it, most women are afraid of doing it. That's when we monster girls take the scene, and that's why you must be prepared for this further step with your human. Remember, girls, his cum is yours. It's your nourishment, your happiness, your source of beauty and youth. And you must have it always. More and more every time. A man who is brought to orgasm through something that is almost forbidden by his morality will ejaculate copiously like the cum cow that he is. Now, I am going to wear my harness. Of course, we will talk about futanari in another lesson. Tonight it's just an introduction. No pun intended. As you can see, the subject is placed on all fours. For the first time, this is the best position. It is important to use lube to avoid any friction. Me, personally, I use my own wetness. I coat my fingers with heat, and then just gently take your time, start circling his tight hole, and then you gently insert one finger first. Of course, short nails are essential. You must pierce him, penetrate him, like you're taking his virginity again. That's like it is. Oh, look how he's panting already. Soothing by stroking his back, his butt. Don't touch his dick for now. Then you had another finger and continue the movements in and out, in and out. Always very wet and sticky. Then you very gently start spreading his walls, breaches muscle resistance. When you feel it's ready, you can add a third finger. Start scissoring them gently, slowly. Now you curl your fingers to hit his prostate. And now your study on male anatomy will help you in this passage, so I suggest you to brush up your book and notes. Like this. Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that moan? Divine, isn't it? Now this is when you stroke his cock to drive him insane. Both your hands are working him up, do you see? Like this. Take your time and make sure you're always in control. And now you take your fingers out. Make sure your strap-on is well looped, like this. You grab him by the hips to keep him in place. And just rest the tip of it against his entrance. And then gently but firmly push. Keep pushing inside. Remember, he belongs to you. You own him. Claim him. Oh, and when you are fully seated, you keep him in place, hold him by his hips, stroke his back, leave him enough time to adjust to intrusion. Suit him. And when you feel he has calmed down a little, then you start moving your hips. Now, the first time he probably won't last long, but make sure not to go too fast too soon, anyway. Oh, fuck him like that. The key is finding the good rhythm of your hips and thrust. In the next lesson, I will show you more position, but for now, he's coming already. Then you grab his cock, stroke him as you fuck him, like this. Get ready, girls, it's going to be a lot, and there we go.
Oh my.
There he is. Just stop for a moment. Oh. Gently remove the strap on from his ass. And you can absorb his cum. See? Now, it may seem complicated, but practice makes perfect. You can take off your glasses now. Any questions?